Hello.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I think that card has been my husband's not here, but I think that card has been stopped.
I see.
And we moved to a different card. I had sent an email that said we'd like to, my husband said he just wants to stop. It's very possible in 6 months or a year we might pick up again, but he just wants to stop the, stop it. So I don't.
Okay. If you recall, you guys have been on a pause for the past 7 months, and per your agreement and terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal starting again on August 4th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So I can't cancel or pause the account with a past due balance. But the good news is that the past due balance is only $29 because it looks like right now you're only paying us for website hosting anyway.
Right. Yeah, I figured. So I pay you the $29 and then I cancel. Is that how it is?
Exactly. You can do that. However, keep in mind that means that you're going to lose your website, forbreadwinners.com. And a lot of people, you know, being that it's 2022, you know, they want to keep the site. So, you know, because if this cancels and we lose that domain and you try to go buy another one, you might only get like roofing services in russellville.com or something. They'll say forbreadwinners.com is no longer available. And once we lose it, we can't retrieve it again either, you know. So that's the only trepidation, you know, I would have there in, you know, canceling is that your site will come down completely and we'll lose the domain.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's what my husband wants to do. So I guess we'll just do that.
Okay. Let's do that then. Okay. So for that final payment, is it still the same billing address on Troxelville Road?
No, we've moved to Kentucky.
Okay, so what's the new billing address?
1218 Old Lake Road.
Got it.
Russellville, Kentucky.
Okay, and the zip code?
42276.
42276. Okay. And then the new card number when you're ready.
Okay. Let me get it here.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. So this will be going for 1 month, right? So we can look at it and everything. Okay.
Correct. You can pay the past due and I can cancel it right away, or what you're paying has you paid in full until September 4th. So you guys can definitely.
Well, I'd like to. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'd like to tell you now that we want to cancel it by then, like after the payment, so that I don't mess up here again.
There isn't a way to do that, but I can send you a reminder maybe around the 1st of September. Just, hey, Local Splash is due to bill $29 on the 4th, and that way you'll get a prompt to call us.
Well, why can't I just
cancel?
Because
if I cancel
it for a day.
Right. So if I cancel it now, what will happen is the site will come down. So, but if I keep it open, there isn't a way to circle back to it, you know, in a month and just automatically cancel it. So you'd have to call us to do it. But that's why I'd send you the reminder email, because I know for myself, I've had subscriptions on Amazon and whatnot and gym memberships that I forgot the billing date and, you know, forgot to cancel. So I can send you that reminder. That way you won't forget to do it. You know what I mean?
So then what do I have to call you again?
Yep, you just have to call us and say, hey, I wanted to cancel the site, and they would cancel it for you.
So I can't tell you now, please cancel it in 10 days.
No, because the only way to do that is to have me set in my personal calendar a reminder for that day, and then life happens. What happens if I get COVID or something and I'm not in the office that day? Then it continues to bill, and then, you know, so there's not an automated way to do it, if you see what I mean. That's why in the terms and conditions we say if you would call us within 3 business days of your billing. But honestly, as long as you called us before it's past due, they would still be able to cancel it for you without having an extra charge.
Okay, so can you send that reminder way before 3 days? Like, can you send it in the middle of,
of course.
10 days before?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll send it maybe around, what, August 25th?
20th.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's see, where are we at? Maybe August 20th, because then that'll
August
give me 20th. Time to talk to my husband. Yeah.
Okay. You got it. And then I'll also... I'm going to send you the site actually so that you can just click on it and look at it on a text message too, just so that you can see it. There's going to be a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we were having trouble with the payment. So once that new payment goes through, that orange banner will come down, but it could take up to 1 business day. So when you look at the site and you show it to your husband, if you see that little orange banner on there, don't panic. That should be removed no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay. So let me just – so it's – I can't remember what it is. 4 breadwinners, like a 4? Like I can look it up right now?
Yeah, it's 4FORbreadwinners.com. I just texted it to, do you get text messages on this phone or is it the other line?
Yeah, I get it on this phone.
Okay, so you'll see just a link coming in with 4breadwinners.com and that way you can click at it and look at it.
Right. Okay, yeah, because maybe if I show him this, maybe he'll say, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying this red, this orange banner will disappear.
Exactly. Yep, that's just the prompt that shows you that we're having trouble with the payment, so that orange banner goes up there, and then it also covers the phone number at the top. But I've had people still even get calls while their site's like this, because if you scroll all the way to the bottom, your phone number is still visible at the bottom. So if someone had looked at this and they wanted to call you, they still could have, even while it had been on that hold.
Right. Well, the thing is that number isn't even valid anymore. So how do I get that switched for the month?
Oh, I can, that's no problem. Once the payment's up to speed, we can send the new number to the technicians and it'll be updated within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay. So can I give you that phone number now?
Yep.
And
go
you
ahead.
Can
Let
send
me go,
it?
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me go back to that page 1 second here. So... revision requests, okay. That number, just so you know, would still come to you, the one that's on there now. It's a call tracking number. So we have it set so that when people call it, it would forward over to you. But I'll remove the call tracking number, please.
Well, do you have what number? I mean, we all changed our phone numbers when we moved to Kentucky. So,
right now it's forwarding... the 717-937-2399 forwards to your number, 270-206-1148.
Oh, that's great. Okay. You have it all set then.
You want to keep it that way then?
Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I would keep it that way too. That way you can still track it through your dashboard. So, okay. So let's see. 1218 Old Lake Road, Russellville, Kentucky, 42276. Okay, and then were you ready with the new card number?
Yeah, I'm curious. I can't remember. I guess it's been so much. But, yeah, you have us on here living in Russellville, so that's pretty good on here. but it says proudly serving Logan County, Russellville. Yeah. I guess I need to read through it. Okay, so the card number is
If it still ends in 4924, oh, it's a Discover. Okay. We had a MasterCard ending in the 4924, so let me fix it. Discover. Okay, what's the new card number?
6011.
Mm-hmm.
2089.
Got it.
7080.
Mm-hmm.
3246.
Okay, expiration?
526.
And then the code on the back?
577.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization and you will be good to go. You'll get the reminder on the 20th. I want to let you know, Michelle, that you can make updates to this page from your client dashboard. Have you ever been on your client dashboard?
I have, but it's just been so long I cannot remember how to, but you're saying.
I can show you how to do it. It's really easy. Once you get the hang of it, it's just like checking an email. So here, let me send you, I'm going to send you an email that says login credentials to advanced reporting. And this email, it says, to go to my.localsplash.com. The username is a different number. I don't know if it's your husband's number or whatnot, but it's 717-205-8996. And it's just
yeah, that's
all...
my old number.
Oh, that's your old number. Okay. So when you put that in, there's no spaces or dashes. Just put your old phone number in there. And then the password is all lowercase, all one word, map success. And then, like I said, that information was just sent to you also in an email.
Okay, what is my old phone number?
717. Actually, let me do this. I'm going to take this old phone number out. That way you'll get a text message, too, with the login if I send it to you. So, because it will automatically send a text message, but we had your old number in the cell phone field. So all of the SMS notifications were going to that other number. So let me fix that so that you'll get a text message from the system with your login credentials. That way you can click on the link and just it'll show you the old phone number so you can get in. Okay. So I just sent that, and let me double check because you do have, you know, quite a bit of fresh information. So is the email still good? We have kcr.cut@gmail.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's still good. Okay, perfect. So let me... I'm doing the email reminder right now, too, for August 20th. That way we don't forget. Oh, August 20th is a Saturday. So how about I do it on the 19th, which is a Friday?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So I'll put. I'll put reminder. Local. Splash. We'll renew on September 4th. That way you'll have a reminder to call us. And then I'll put the customer support number in here so you don't have to look anything up, okay?
Yeah.
Renew on 9-4.
Am I able to change the email? That's my husband's, and I'm just going to see it faster than him. If I change the email.
Yeah, let's do that. What's your email?
Let's send it to Joyfully His, JOYFULLYHIS88@gmail.com.
joy sully his 88 at gmail.com.
Yeah, was that joyfully with an S? Joyfully?
Oh, no, I had an S. Thank you, because when joyfully his 88 at gmail. Oh, you must be a believer.
Yeah.
I am too. That's great.
Very good. Yeah.
I love it. That's why my extension here is 777. I had to request it 3 times, and on the 3rd go around, they let me have it.
There you go. That's great.
Right?
Did you know? Did you know Celine that was there? Celine before she.
Yeah,
left?
I know Celine. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because I was reaching out to her. I guess she was Catholic or something.
That makes sense.
She and I were interacting a lot, and so that's really neat. Very
so you're witnessing to her in a way, huh? A little bit.
Yeah, she went through different things, and I told her I'd pray for her, and that God is big, and He's there for her, and He loves her, and she was.
Wow.
I took opportunity because I was the client, you know.
That's great. I love it. How did she respond to it?
Well, she was so thankful because she had her sons, I think she's single and she had 2 boys and one of them was sick or something. And I prayed with her on the phone and then I told her I was praying for him. I think she was very surprised and just thankful. And then she just disappeared. And then she sent me one email and I thought I sent it back. Like to tell her, you know, goodbye, but then I think I accidentally sent it, that's why we have so many emails, I think I sent it back to my husband's instead of to her, and so then I'm like, well, I can't get a hold of her now, because I'm sure she doesn't have the new email, but she was always very helpful.
I love that. Yeah, she's a sweet lady, she really is, so I love it.
Yeah, where did she end up? She moved back to her country or something?
Yeah, she worked for us remotely from Spain. So she's in Spain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but she used to be in our corporate office in Southern California. So, I would usually, because, you know, when we have our breaks, we would all take them together. So when I'd take a break, I'd see her, and we would always go out and just walk for 15 minutes just to get some exercise.
Oh,
so sometimes I'd be
great.
Able to, talk to her a little bit while we were on walks and stuff, but I don't see her physically anymore, but we do have monthly meetings where everybody's on like a Zoom call. So her department has daily meetings on Zoom calls, of course, but I'm in a different department, so I usually get to, physically see her on a screen at least once a month. So, but no wonder, because there was a message on here that she got a notification regarding the payment not going through, and I was surprised, because usually they send those notes, but it says here, Celine Rigo, this account failed payment, so the system sent her a notification. So maybe she had asked to kind of monitor your account because she felt a connection with you, so that's cool. Through God. That's really neat. That's so cool.
Yeah. So she would still have the same email then. See, I assume that she didn't work for the company anymore, and so she didn't have the email anymore. So I could even still email her on that, is what you're saying.
You can. Yep. She still works for us, so.
Yeah, okay. Very good. I think I might send her an email then.
I'm just updating the email on our other screen too, because I sent it on the calendar reminder for the 20 or the 19th now, but I also am putting joyfullyhis88@gmail.com. And so the future notifications for your account here, if you do decide to keep it open, they'll start coming to yours. So if your husband sees that he's, not getting emails, tell him don't panic. They're coming to you now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so you're all good to go. I sent you the login credentials, so you should be able to easily access your dashboard and make revisions if you have to, okay?
Okay, very good. And tell me your first name again.
My name is Tina.
Tina, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Tina. Right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was nice talking to you, and have a blessed rest of your week, too.
Yeah, you too. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
That. Okay.